Listening Library presents The Sultan's Tigers by Josh Lacey. Read for you by Robbie Damon. 1. My name is Tom Trelawney, and I come from a long line of liars, cheats, crooks, bandits, thieves, and smugglers. That's what my uncle says anyway. I'd like to believe him, but if our family consists entirely of criminals, what went wrong with my dad? He's probably the most honest person on the planet. He's not a real Trelawney, says Uncle Harvey. Not like you and me. According to my uncle, our family originally came from a small village in Cornwall, a rugged corner of England that sticks out into the Atlantic, pointing like a finger at America. The Trelawneys call themselves fishermen, but they actually made their living by piracy, smuggling illegal goods ashore and hiding them in the caves that riddle the Cornish coast. My grandfather was a real Trelawney, too. He wasn't a pirate or a smuggler, but he never did an honest day's work in his life. He was always running from someone, always searching for a place to hide, and he left a trail of enemies all around the world. I never really knew him. I wish I had. We only saw Grandpa once a year, sometimes even less. The last time he came to the States for Christmas, he drank too much wine and had a big argument with Dad. 10 months later, he was dead. He had a heart attack while watching TV, and that was that. Kaput. He was gone. A good death, my mom called it, and perhaps she's right. Although it's not exactly what I'd call a good death. What's wrong with being gnawed to pieces by piranhas or flung from a plane without a parachute? If Grandpa had died like that, I really would have been proud of him. But he died sitting in his recliner, slumped in front of the TV, according to the neighbor who found him. So maybe that really was a good death.